Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right. He tells it like it is. Thank you very much. That's Mr. Vern. Vern, how about this, man? You know what you're talking about more than anybody else I know when it comes to baseball because you said...
Sounds like a setup.
No, it's not. You said that when they go to Texas, Bobby turns into something that we just can't describe. Bobby Witt Jr. is a 7-game hitting streak. He went on the road, and he went 9-24 with a .375 batting average. He hit 2 home runs. He has 2 RBIs, 3 doubles. Looks like the team's playing well because guess what? 7's playing well. So nice call, Mr. Vern.
Well, I mean, you're never going to go wrong banking that the best baseball player on the planet is going to play some quality baseball. So, you know, credit to Bobby Witt Jr. Nice to see, although Bobby's been a star away from Kauffman Stadium this season. He now has a 19-game hitting streak on the road. He's batting .314 away from Kauffman Stadium. And... you know, good morning, guys. But the Royals go 4-2 on this road trip. Normally, that's a cause for celebration. Mm-hmm. But as I said yesterday on the postgame show, man, I did this last week. You know, I found the silver lining of a 3-3 road trip. You lose 2 of 3 to the White Sox, but no, I wasn't happy about that. But you were coming home, and the old adage is go .500 on the road, win your series at home. And you're going to find yourself in October. So the last road trip, a 3-3 road trip, even though it started off with 2 wins in St. Louis, I found the silver linings after that road trip, and then they came home and didn't win a game against the Yankees or the A's. So, yeah, 4-2 road trip is normally cause for celebration, but I'm not the guy if you're searching for silver linings. The Royals need to start taking... home field advantage seriously. Not that they're not taking. They need to start handling their business at home. How about that, right? You've lost 6-7 straight series at home. You have the Rays and the Dodgers. Guys, 19 games to go before the All-Star break, mm-hmm. and all but 3 of them are against really good teams. So celebrate the road trip if you want. To me, sadly, I have to look at the sample size. I have to look at the statistics and the 6 runs that we saw in 2 games in Texas and maybe the best all-around game of the season, the opener Friday in San Diego. Those are the outliers. Those are the anomalies right now. Royals go 4-4-27 with runners in scoring position this weekend against the Padres. That's the norm, right? Mm-hmm. Scoring 1 run, scoring 2 runs, that's the norm. So for as much as I want to spike a football that they took 4 of 6 on this road trip, they're 2 games below .500. They haven't earned the benefit of the doubt. They haven't earned me searching for those silver linings.
Kind of where I am with you, Vern, is the same thing. They're 2 games under .500. It's hard to say, okay, we're in this thing until you get to .500. And they got there and then they fell back, you know, with those 2 games on Saturday and Sunday. And I think that's kind of why I feel the way that I do. I'm like, it's hard to talk about a team with playoff aspirations if you're not .500. And so now to me, you still got to get back to 500 before we can even have whether or not what category seller or buyer you're in. Dusty used the term purgatory earlier, and that's a great term to use because you're not good and you're not bad, but you're kind of okay, and so you're kind of stuck. And so they need to get back to 500 and then go on a run and get to a point where you're like five over 500, right. You know?
Right, right. And, you know, purgatory is exactly where Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball, at worst, want every team in the sport. And if you look at the American League, 12 of the 15 teams are within, what, two games, three games of the final wild card spot? So everyone, at worst, outside of, you know, the White Sox and the A's, everyone finds themselves in that purgatory as we sit now coming up on 5.5 weeks until the trade deadline. And for this team to get back to 500 prior to the All-Star break, that means over these final 19, they're going, 11-8?
Yeah, roughly.
Rays are outstanding. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. You have 4 in Seattle against that pitching staff, 3 in the desert against a pesky Diamondbacks team. Sure, you should beat up on the Pirates at Kauffman Stadium, but if you line up against Paul Skeens, that's obviously no picnic. And then you wrap it up with the first place Mets going into the All-Star break. So, Bob, to your point, it wouldn't be tough for me to turn on optimism right now and tell the Royals fans all the reasons to believe. I mean, I have, and I know you do too, we have that optimism inside of us, but we also want to be genuine when on the radio. So if I sat here and talked about, you know, just how great Vinny Pasquantino's been in the month of June, hitting .310 with more walks than strikeouts, looking like the classic, undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, I could easily sit here and talk about him and Michael and what Jack Caglione's done in his first 16, 17 games in the big leagues. But everybody listening knows about the talent. They know about the potential. They know why most Royals fans still are hanging on to that optimism from everything that we saw from this team last year, what we saw from this team on Friday. I would love to deliver that optimism, but again, through 78 games, this remains the worst scoring run, the worst run scoring offense in franchise history. You know, Vinny Pasquantino, despite hitting .300 since the beginning of May, he's hitting below .200 for the season with runners in scoring position. So, again, it's baseball. There's always statistics. There's always something that most fans can hang on to say, hey, my team's still in it, and you better still be in it when there's 84 games to play. But the big picture, the onus is on the players and now front office to improve this team for the final 84 games, because to sit here and talk about what could be, everybody listening knows what this team could be down the stretch, but we have a large enough sample size to talk about what they are, and right now what they are isn't good enough.
Vern, I'm glad you mentioned Caglione, because we saw the two-homer game, and then we saw the great catch yesterday that he robbed over in right field. You know where I was at that point. But it's
at the pool, apparently, because that's apparently all you do.
Yeah, well, when you got nice friends, you tend to hang out with those people.
What a
life. I'll tell you what. And a lot of sunscreen, so I'm not sunburned. We saw the two-homer game. We saw the robbed catch. Many more highlights to come. But more impressive for you, the home run at his neck or the robbed home run?
Yeah, that's the question. I'll say the robbed home run, because I've known that dude's a monster, right? You guys have shook his hand. You know what a mutant that 22-year-old is. And we've heard all the stories. We've seen all the highlights from the minor leagues to college. The guy can pound the baseball. But I don't remember a highlight of him doing that. In fact, I don't remember a single highlight of Jack Caglione defensively. And yet, that play that he made yesterday is one of the, I mean, it's the best outfield catch of the season. So, you know, a guy that's not an outfielder, a guy that's a pitcher, basically just made the best defensive play of any Royals outfielder 78 games into the season. Again, if you want me to flip on the optimism, look no further than Jack Caglione. Also, look no further than what the A's Nick Kearse is doing, right? After a bumpy first month, month and a half in the big leagues, that dude's just hitting walk-off bombs left and right, hitting tanks. That's what's coming. You know, Cags in August and September, You know, maybe this is the fan in me, but Cags is going to be a force. Cags is going to be a star. Major League Baseball is doing everything they can to make sure that everyone is aware of Jack Caglione, that he is a star in the making. If J.J. Piccolo in this front office can just go bring in that, easier said than done, but that's the job.
Right.
If they can bring in that number five hitter to fit in between Vinny and Cags, allow Salvi to drop down to the seven spot and consolidate the Waters, Rave, Canna, Lofton, consolidate those four players down to one spot in the lineup rather than two. Instead of those four guys getting the 7 and 8 spot, give them the 8 spot. Give me Cags, Vinny, a new bat, Salvi in the 7 spot, and this team should be good enough to find themselves there in the end. But like I've said, we all know the potential of this offense. We're just waiting to see some consistency.
When do we stop talking about potential and say this is what it is, though? Like, where do you have that kind of line drawn?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that really whenever.
Okay.
I mean, it's fair if you want to say that right now. Because, again, Vinny Pasquantino, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position. Nobody in baseball has more. He's hitting a .196. I believe he's better than that, but again, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position almost halfway through the season. I can't sit here and say I promise that it's going to turn around for Vinny. I promise that Bobby's going to be an MVP. I believe that's going to happen, but that's me. That's up to the individual fan. If you want to believe that we've seen the Royals at their best, go for it. To me, the best game they played was on Friday. So, you know, it took them 76 games before they played a true, well-rounded, six-tooled game. Great starting pitching, relieving defense, base running offense, and they showed some mental toughness, some togetherness we haven't seen all that often. So I'm going to point to that and say if it took them this long to play their best, sky's the limit moving forward.
Vern, I'm sure you addressed on your postgame show, you have any issues with Lugo getting pulled?
No. With Lefty in Arise and Sheets due up with one down and a man in scoring position, you dive into Lugo's numbers this season. Third time through, his OPS is almost 800. Against lefties, his OPS is much higher than it is against righties. Again, like we talked about last week, all the numbers pointed to go to your bullpen. And when all the numbers, when it's more than a 50-50 coin flip, when all the numbers point to go to your bullpen, Q's going to follow those numbers more times than not. I thought that was the right move yesterday. Seth Lugo obviously did not agree, and Angel Zerpa did not get the job done.
No, I didn't agree either, Vern. I would have left him in. Sometimes I don't really care what the numbers say. You know how I feel about that.
Sure.
And I just felt like yesterday was one of those gut things. Like, yeah, you got the first guy. Okay, gave up a double. So what? The guy's got 85 pitches he can throw at you. Nobody knows what's coming. He's a masterful genius out there. Let him continue to go.
Yeah, certainly fair. Angel Zerpa's been better of late, yet to give up an earned run in the month of June. But, you know, Seth Lugo's your big money guy. No, I think that's fair. But as you know, as I'm going along with the game, knowing Zerpa's up in the bullpen, back-to-back lefties and a man in scoring position, Royals hanging on to a 2-0 lead there in the seventh inning, I wasn't surprised by it. Doesn't mean that I always agree with Q following the numbers. But I certainly wasn't outraged when I could see down the line that he was going to trust the numbers there in the seventh.
Lugo's an interesting also to me because, again, purgatory, right? What do we do with Lugo? Like, if you have an opportunity to move him, I think you have to explore that opportunity. I also understand hanging out and staying with Lugo right now. But I think sure. You have an opportunity with the limited trade market out there to maybe get some good stuff back and help your farm system a little bit. How do you handle Lugo over the next 30 days or so to the trade deadline?
I don't think trading Seth Lugo means that you're waving the white flag.
I don't either, yes.
No, it's similar to Jack Flaherty last season with the Detroit Tigers, even though they were even more out of it than the Royals are sitting here at just two games below 500. Shoot, the Tigers even brought Jack Flaherty back in free agency. And I don't see that happening with Seth Lugo because of the contract he just signed Michael Wacha to. Now, Seth Lugo's time in Kansas City, I would believe, is going to be over in about 3 months from now. And he admitted over this road trip that finger issue that landed him on the IL, that's something that he's just going to have to deal with for the rest of the season. The only way that finger strain issue is going to truly subside is with an elongated break. So that's not going away until the offseason. So there's another aspect to throw into the backdrop of every single Seth Lugo start from here on out. You're right about the farm system, because if you think about, okay, we're moving Seth Lugo, who's going to be interested in a two-month rental of a starting pitcher? It's certainly not a bad team. Right. So if you're moving Seth Lugo, it's to a good team, and I can't imagine a good team has so many good bats that they're willing to part with one. They're a good team, so they're probably going to part with prospects. So I agree with you there. If you're moving Seth Lugo, I wouldn't sit around trying to find a trade partner that has a bat, right, that you could put in between Vinny and Cags. I don't think it's going to work out that perfectly, a one-for-one. It'd be great if it did. Furthermore, the only way you move Seth Lugo if you're J.J. Piccolo in this front office is if you are very confident that Cole Reagans will be back to being Cole Reagans at the end of July, at the beginning of August, sometime around then. If they move Seth Lugo, that's, to me, a good sign about the long-term health of Cole Reagans, because right now, you know, I don't know if you can cover it. The Tigers were able to cover trading Jack Flaherty because of their pitching chaos that A.J. Hinch unleashed with that bullpen. Royals move Seth Lugo. Cole Reagans is the obvious choice to help them cover it, but if it's not Reagans, you know, if you move Lugo in the next few weeks, you know, you got a month before Cole Reagans likely returns. How do you cover it? I don't think you can do bullpen games like the Tigers did. It doesn't appear as if Kyle Wright's ready. Rich Hill had his first clunker as a member of the organization, so the 45-year-old might be able to give you a start or two, but is he enough to allow you to make it all the way to October without Seth Lugo? Yeah, it's an interesting balance, but like we mentioned, I do think you can do both. I do think you can allow Seth Lugo to help the team and not let him walk for nothing in a couple of months.
Right.
You can part with Seth Lugo and still add a bat. It's going to be a tricky dance for JJ, but again, that's why he's paid what he is.
No doubt. Vern, I want to bring up the next couple series, because you have what you would think is a playoff series against Tampa Bay. They're ahead of you in the wild card standings. They're a damn good ball club as well, as they always seem to be. And you don't want to overlook them, even though you have the Dodgers on the backside, which brings in Ohtani and that extremely talented team as well. So I ask you this, bigger series to prove, against the Tampa Bay Rays or the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Well, you got to win both of them.
Right.
You know, give me a winning homestand. This isn't a, hey, they're the Dodgers, so I'll be happy to win one. Give me a 500 homestand. I'm not going for it. Look, you're a 500 team at home this season. That's not good enough. So start rectifying that issue. Give me 2 of 3 against Tampa. Give me 2 of 3 against the Dodgers. You went 0-for-6 on the last homestand. We have to change the expectations somewhere. What better time than now? I mean, hopefully you get to see Shohei on the mound coming up this weekend. It should be a fun homestand, likely a miserably hot homestand, but yeah. It's going to be quite the test. No doubt. I mean, all the way until the All-Star break, man. This team, would I be shocked if they hit the All-Star game above 500? No. Would I be floored if they hit the All-Star game 6 games below 500? No.
Vern, do we know who the Revolutionary War gentleman was interviewing Vargas?
Oh, no. Do you have bad news about him?
No!
We have no news about him. That's the problem.
Yeah, we don't know who he is.
No, but hasn't the... haven't we been searching for that guy for like half a decade now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that telephone booth with Bill and Ted.
I don't know. I believe he is... a descendant of Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know baseball more than anybody in this entire building. And I want to ask this, with Ohtani pitching the one inning yesterday, they have an off day today. Would that line him up for Friday or Saturday?
Yeah. I don't know if he's on a 5-day schedule, because he's more of an opener than a stretched out starter. So, well, honestly, if you've been following that thing, it's up to Shohei. He's the one making his decision, or he's the one telling Dave Roberts, hey, I'm ready to go. Put me on the mound. You know, I can't take a rehab assignment because you need me in the lineup. I'm your leadoff hitter, and I'm ready to throw. I want to face big league hitters, so put me out there. And I'm certainly hoping so, man. Nothing better than seeing the greatest baseball player, arguably of all time, doing something that nobody's ever done. For that to happen at Kauffman Stadium, man, get your popcorn ready.
What's better popcorn flavor, Ohtani versus Jack or Ohtani versus Bobby?
Oh, boy. Ohtani versus Bobby. Bobby's the better hitter right now, so that'll be a better battle. But if Ohtani leaves, you know, 97 in the middle, Cags might have his first Kauffman Stadium home run. Either way, that's going to be fun. And, you know, just the battle of Ohtani against whatever, Jack Tani or whatever they were calling him coming out of college. Yeah, listening to Jack over the weekend talk with Steve Stewart on the network, you know, he doesn't hide it, and he's said this since spring training. He's still maintaining that arm, still working on, you know, talking with Michael Lorenzen on how to take care of that arm to prepare himself to possibly pitch down the line. We did see him use that arm, throw into third base back on Saturday, a throw that was clocked, I heard, at 100 miles per hour. So it's still there for Jack. I can't wait to see spring training next year if he gets up on the bump.
And the good thing is, if this goes into the sixth inning of a wild card game, Ned would put him in the pitch.
Hey, I did not disagree with that decision to call him O'Donnell. No, it made sense. It the did, guy throws 100.
Yes, you're 100%. And it was thought out, too. It wasn't just a whim. I was just taking a joke.
I was
shot
ready,
there,
man, on that wild card. I was going on the air. I was going to defend Ned Yost. Thankfully, the boys picked me up, and I didn't have to play villain. Yeah, we just got to celebrate.
But the backstory of that is really unique and remarkable. Like, that was the plan going in. They knew Big Game James was going to give him 5 innings, and they knew 7, 8, 9. They needed somebody in the sixth. Well, let's go with Yo. What the hell? Let's see what he can do. And it made sense on paper, and they went with it. It just didn't work. Some of the best laid plans, you know?
Yeah, and then Brandon Moss comes here. Brandon Moss, a lot like Martin Maldonado and Carlos Santana, they kill the Royals in every single jersey, and then they put the Royals jersey on and stink.
Yeah, it's Brandon Moss stunk out loud. Oh, did he even make the whole season here?
I think so, just because of the contract.
Okay.
I think he finished 27. No, maybe they traded him. They may have traded him away midway through that
season. I think you're right. I think they did trade him.
He was a nice guy, though.
Yeah, just not a nice guy in an A's uniform, that's for sure. Vern, before we let you go, I want to ask you this. If they do stink it up on this homestand, are they immediately sellers?
A week from today,
let's say they go 1-5 on this homestand.
No. Okay. Not immediately sellers because of the third wild card, which, you know, we could have a debate about. But no, I mean, that would probably put them, what, 4 or 5 games below 500. I guess I would need to see the landscape. But I would still probably say no, you know, so long as they remained healthy. No, man, I don't want to talk like that. No. So I'm going to say
no. Good. Well, Vern, we'll be ready for you coming up on Tuesday. What do you got for the show on Tuesday before the Rays game?
And real quick, talking about the Royals being sellers, other than Salvador Perez, there isn't a ton for them to sell. There's Michael Lorenzen. Do you really think they're going to trade Salvador Perez? So outside of Seth Lugo, nothing necessarily that other teams are going to come banging down the door to acquire. At least nothing that you're, in my opinion, going to be willing to part with. Coming up this week, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Royals Pirates with the Cole Reagans bobblehead, and we'll be live at Kauffman Stadium. Coming up tomorrow, please swing by, say hi at the booth out there on the concourse level right across from the Diamond Club. I'll be out there before and after every game.
All right, man, let's get out of purgatory and get into the heavenly part of the season, if you know what I mean.
Let's go.
We appreciate the time. Love you as always, and we'll be listening tomorrow night.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Vern.
That is Josh Vern, our Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan. So no negative talks here. Fully positive. But I do like what he said. You got to go 4-2 in the homestand. Yeah. That's a tough, tough 4-2, man. Tampa Bay and Dodgers, man.
You look at like their record, 19-19 at home, you know, 19-19 on the road going into the weekend. Like, they were identical with home and road splits and all that kind of stuff. And so you're supposed to be better at home than you are on the road. So they need to get it figured out. And he mentioned Jack hitting that first home run at Kauffman Stadium. My friend Joe bought those tickets, you know, to sit out there to try to get Jack Caglione's home run ball. So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hopefully, you know, he hits one this weekend or this week, and Kauffman Stadium gets to see all that. Shout out to Joe's kids. They're headed to Branson for a basketball tournament today. The Lady Bulldogs from Odessa going down for a big tournament, so they got that going on. Then he's coming back and going to catch Jack Caglione's home run ball. He said to sell it to Dusty for $1 million.
Oh, my. Well, see you in 40 years.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.